Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 22nd, and the whole week ahead. Actually, it's the month ahead because the sun is exalted in your sign and today he moves in for four whole weeks. What's this good for? Well, practically anything and everything. Because the sun in your fifth house, look it up in my Change Your Life book, is about creativity and it's about doing the things that you really can put your heart into. Here's your Sunday stars. You know, hot on the heels of yesterday's sun moving into Leo, we have a new moon. So we've got a fresh start and new beginnings in so many areas. If those of you who are after a baby or want to foster or adopt, anything to do with a child or a kiddie, these stars are fabulous, extremely magnanimous. There's a great deal of generosity where the universe comes to support you in all things which come from your heart's desire. And here's your Monday stars. With the Mercury and Uranus really key in your intuition now, you just feel things, you know what it is that you want, and that's great, go after it. You are enriched by a new personal vision. It can be creative, it can be connected to love, it can be connected to your heart, but the important thing is follow the vibe within you. Listen to those voices in your ear. And here's your Tuesday stars. With Mercury moving into your sixth house of work and also health, the next few weeks is extremely good if you want employment or you want to improve your work position. If you've been made redundant or you've retired, then it's also good for you to find something else useful to do. Because that's the important thing about this placement. It's feeling useful. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury's position in your sixth house now certainly opens up areas of health and fitness that are important. Because Mercury is about communication and mobility, that's where you should be heading now, towards the gym, for a walk in the park, doing something to keep yourself fit and able. And if you're not able to do it physically, then at least mentally, use your brain. Here's your Thursday stars. More fabulous creative energy. I mean, it's fifth house luck and magic around you now. Read about the fifth house in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because the sun conjunct Mars here now gives a new initiative. It's empowering. It's full of passion and desire for all the things that you've ever wanted to do. We're talking about the fifth house, which is the big love area of your solariscope. And that's what you should be doing over the next few weeks. Anything that you love to do. And here's your Friday stars. The moon's in Libra, but the fabulous connections to both the sun and Mars and Jupiter make this a happy-go-lucky day. Whatever it is that you want to do now, and especially if you've got a younger person who's a part of your life, who you need to mentor, or who has become the apple of your eye and a source of pride, these stars are great to bring out their talents and their potential and their gifts. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.